Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see him.
Ah, watch that battle standard go against the enemy. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Christian white Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. We are in the book of Ezekiel. In Hebrew, that is Ezekiel. We are going to be into chapter 2 today. We started chapter 1 yesterday after we finished the book of Jeremiah. This book of Ezekiel is prevalent all the time with Yahweh saying to Ezekiel, son of Adam. He does not say son of man, as is in the King James. And Yahshua, Messiah, quoted this a lot. He said, the son of Adam, not the son of man. They have put son of man in to hide the fact of the Adamic seed line of these people. These are Israelites. They are of Adam. They are not Ish. They are Adami. Yahshua Messiah was not a son of men, like mixed race or Edomite or anything else. He was a pure-blooded son of Adam. Well, so was Ezekiel, and Yahweh addressed him as such in all these verses. It's through the whole book. So don't let people tell you that the Israelites were not of Adamic seed line. True Israel is of unblemished lineage. Those that pretend to be us and claim our inheritance are of mixed breed. They are Mamzers. And in Deuteronomy 23:2, it says clearly, shall not come a Mamzer, 4464, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. And a Mamzer is a mongrel, a mixed breed. They have put bastard in the King James, to hide that. They hide that word. And they try to define it as an Israelite man having a child with a non-Israelite woman. They water it down by doing that. It's a mongrel. No mongrels may enter the congregation, even if they are nice mongrels. They can be nice. You could be nice to them. But you don't sit down to eat with them, and you don't worship with them, and you don't breed with them. Keep the bloodline pure. Starts out in Genesis, each kind unto its kind. Pardon me. Well, let's get right into chapter 2 here. I'd like to get through chapter 5 today, but we'll see how far we get. I learned not to jump the gun on this because of the explanations. And before we get into chapter 2 of Ezekiel, I'd like to let everybody know that Eurofolk Radio is offering a very nice Christian identity calendar put together by Brother Hebert of North Carolina. It's on very heavy paper, full color, with a lot of Bible scenes and all that stuff. It is according to Enoch's solar calendar, but it also has the Gregorian dates on it so you don't get lost, because a lot of people are not completely familiar with the Hebrew days. It has all the feast days in it, and just all kinds of good stuff. I have one and I am thrilled with it. It's beautiful. If you would like a copy of this, just click on the donate button at the top of the page on the EFR pages and send us a donation of $20 or more, because we have operating expenses that pays for the calendar and shipping and also helps out EFR. Please put the word calendar in your message and give us a mailing address, and you will get your calendar forthwith. And you should get it in time for the new feast days, beginning with Passover that starts on the evening at sundown on April the 2nd, 2017. So avail yourself of this and get something really nice, and you'll probably want to keep it even after it is expired because of the artwork in it. It's beautiful. Well, let's get into the book of Ezekiel chapter 2. And Yahweh's going to speak. Verse 1. And he said to me, Son of Adam, Adam, 120 or 121, it can be either one. Stand upon your feet, and I will speak to you. Verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me and set me upon my feet, and I heard what was spoken to me. And he said to me, Son of Adam, I send you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their forefathers have transgressed against me to this selfsame day. In other words, they were still doing it. Verse 4. Because they are hard-faced and strong-minded children, I send you to them. And you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh. And that is proper. The Lord is Adonai here. They're not using it for the name. They are using it correctly as a title preceding the word Yahweh. Verse 5. And whether they will hear, or whether they will refuse, because they are a rebellious house, yet they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. And you, son of Adam, do not fear from them, nor fear their words. Now, here's part of a passage that can have two possible meanings, and I'm going to read both. Though thistles and briars are with you, or they resist and make light of you. Now, thistles is 5621, and resistance is 5621. And briars or 5544, and make light, in other words, laugh at you, is also 5544. Continuing on, and you dwell among scorpions, 6137, this is a figurative of enemies. Do not fear their words, nor be dismayed, 2865, from their looks. They give you dirty looks. Though they are a rebellious house. Verse 7. and you shall speak my words to them, whether they will hear or whether they will refuse, because they are rebellious. Verse 8, but you, son of Adam, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give to you. Okay, this is a vision that he is having, a prophetic vision. Let me get a hit of this hot coffee while it's still hot. Nine, and when I looked, behold, a hand was sent to me, and lo, a scroll, 4039, of a book, 5619, pardon me, 5612, was in it. And verse 9 and 10, you can reference Revelations chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 10, and he spread it out, 6566, before me, and it was inscribed on the front and back, and written in it were dirges and moaning and wailing. Now, dirges are funeral songs. That's 7015. Moaning is 1899, and wailing is 1958. And that ends chapter 2. Very short chapter, just 10 verses. Chapter 3. And verses 1 through 3 of chapter 3, you can reference Revelations 10, verses 9 and 10. Moreover, he said to me, son of Adam, again, eat what you have found. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. Verse 2. So I opened my mouth and ate that scroll. Now, let's stop here for a second. The scroll represents the Torah given by Moshe. Okay? Yahweh's Torah. Verse 3. So he ate and he consumed and had knowledge of the Torah. That's what this means. Verse 3, and he said to me, son of Adam, cause your body to eat and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. Then I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. The Torah of Yahweh should be sweet as honey in our mouths. We should love it. We should follow it. We should revere it. It's all to our benefit. Verse 4. And he said to me, son of Adam, go to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. Flip the page here. Verse 5. Now, verses 5 and 6, you can reference Matthew 10, verse 6, and 15, verse 24. Verse 5. Because you are not sent to a people of unintelligible, 6012, speech, 8193, and a hard, 3515, language, 3956, but to the house of Israel. Now let's get some explanation here. When I say a hard language, literally it means a heavy tongue, as difficult to understand. Verse 6, not to the many peoples of unintelligible speech and hard language, whose words you cannot understand, and that means to hear and to comprehend. Surely if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. 8085. That means to hear you. In other words, even the non-Israelite nations were more receptive to this message than Israel at this point. They had hardened their hearts and basically become knotheads. Like Shaul was a complete knothead. Verse 7. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. Because all of the house of Israel are hard, 2389, of forehead. 4696. That's like hard-headed and stubborn. And stubborn, 7186, of heart, 3820, or mind. It can be translated either way. Verse 8. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. In other words, you're going to be just as stubborn as they are. You're just going to keep preaching at them, whether they like it or not. Well, that's... I can identify with that here. Oh, yeah. And I have a lot of people that listen and enjoy it. And then there's other people, oh, man, that old man just, shut up. You know, whatever. Hey, you know, it's the word. If you don't like the word, there's something wrong. Verse 9. As an adamant, that's 8068, and that's a thorn or a sharp stone. And here it says a diamond, which is harder than flint. As an adamant, harder than flint, 6864, I have made your forehead. Do not fear them, neither be dismayed by their looks, because they are a rebellious house. And hard-headed, you know. That's what he's saying. You're hard-headed too. You're going to be hard-headed. Well, that's like a lot of us. I'm hard-headed. The word is the word. Deal with it. You know, I didn't write it. Yahweh inspired it to be written. If you don't like this, then you don't like Yahweh. What can I say? Take it or leave it. Some leave it, some take it. And I praise Yahweh for the one that listens. If I can just reach one out there, I've won a great victory. That's one brother or sister that's going to be with me in the kingdom. Part of the remnant. Verse 10. Moreover, he said to me, son of Adam, all my words that I shall speak to you, receive in your heart and hear with your ears. Verse 11. And go, get you to those of the captivity, that's those captive in Babel, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord Yahweh. Whether they will hear or whether they will refuse. Go preach to them anyway, whether they like it or not. Verse 12. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a sound of a great earthquake. 7494. Blessed be the glory of Yahweh from his place. Verse 13. Also the sound of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the sound of the wheels beside them. This is the creatures from his earlier vision. And a sound of a great earthquake. Verse 14. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness, 4751, in the rage, 2534, of my spirit. But the hand of Yahweh was strong upon me. That's the power of Yahweh. Verse 15. Then I came to those of the captivity at Tel Aviv, 8512. Now that's the capital of Israelite today, but in Hebrew it means mounds of green growth of barley that dwell by the river Kebar. And I sat where they sat and remained there appalled, 8074, among them 7 days. He was just appalled at the captivity and what was going on with them. Oh, that's good. Verse 16, and it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, verse 17, son of Adam, I have made you a watchman, 6822, to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word from my mouth and give them a warning. That's all one word, 2094. Give them a warning from me. Verse 18. When I say to the wicked, that's 7563, you shall surely die, and you do not give him a warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, 2421. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood, and that's blood guilt, I will require, 1245, at your hand. Verse 19. But if you warn the wicked and he does not turn away from his wickedness, 7562, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have saved your own life. In other words, you are not guilty for his death because you did warn him and he chose not to listen. Well, that applies today. We're warning a lot of people, and if they choose not to listen, that's not on us. Everybody has to make a personal choice in this matter, to be in Yahweh's camp or not. All we can do is issue the warning as watchmen on the wall. So, if I don't do this, what I'm doing personally, if Eli didn't do what he is doing personally, and Pastor Visser, you know, on and on and on. Paul Mullett. All these watchmen out here. David James. You listen to EFR. You hear what we've got on here. If we didn't do this, being called by Yahweh to do this, we would incur guilt. We don't have a choice in this matter. I have repeatedly said I'm no great shakes as a person. I'm an ex-con, I'm an old biker. He calls whom he will call. He called me. It's overwhelming at times. But like Ezekiel, if I do not do my duty as a watchman, and one of my brothers and sisters go down to perdition because they didn't hear the word that I needed to speak on a particular day, that guilt goes on me. So if you wonder why I'm on the EFR running my face, that's the reason. When you are truly called, it is so painful to not answer. that you just can't bear it. You have to. That's it. You don't resist the Holy Spirit, because he will beat you up. I love Yahweh. It is not a painful thing for me to do this. I love him, and I love my brothers and sisters in Israel. And if I can get the message just to one that needs to hear it, that's wonderful. Verse 20. Again, if a righteous man turns away from righteousness and commits iniquity, and I put a stumbling block before him, that's like calamity, stumbling block, 4383, he shall die, because you have not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, 2403, and the righteousness that he had done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Verse 21. But if you warn the righteous man so that the righteous does not sin, that's 2398, to miss the mark of duty or obligation, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he was warned. Also, you have saved your life. Verse 22. And the hand of Yahweh was there upon me, and he said to me, arise, go forth into the plain, 1237, and I will speak with you there. Verse 23, then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of Yahweh stood there like the glory which I saw by the river Kabar, and I fell upon my face. That means he prostrated himself in absolute awe of Yahweh. Verse 24. Then the Spirit entered me and set me upon my feet and spoke with me. Go, shut yourself up, 5462, within your house. Verse 25, but you, O son of Adam, behold, cords, 5688, are put upon you, and you are bound, 631, by them, and you shall not go out among them. Verse 26, and I shall make your tongue cleave to your palate, and you shall be bound speechless, that's 481, and shall not be a reprover, 3198, of men, because they are a rebellious house. He's going to shut them up for a while. Verse 27, but when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord Yahweh. He that hears, let him hear, and he that refuses, let him refuse, because they are a rebellious house. Boy, does that apply today. He that wants to hear will hear. And he that doesn't want to hear won't hear. Now we get into chapter 4. And Yahweh speaking again. Verse 1. And you, son of Adam, take a brick, 3843, and lay it before you and engrave upon it, that's 2710, the city of Yerushalayim. Draw a little picture on the brick. It constitutes a figure of the city itself, and later the city itself would actually come under siege. And set up a siege, 4692, against it. Make little siege mounds and siege engines and make little stick things. and build a siege work against it. That's 1785. And pour out a siege mound, 5550. That's where they built big mounds of earth. So they take them up to the top of the walls of a walled city, and they can go up on the ramparts and enter the city and invade it. Build up, pour out a siege mound against it, and set up a camp against it, like their little camps with tents and stuff outside. Make this little model, and set battering rams against it all around. Verse 3, then take you a plate, 4227, of iron, 1270, and place it as a wall of iron between you and the city, and set your face against it, and it shall be besieged, 4692, and you shall lay siege, 6696, against it. This shall be a sign, and that's a sign of what is going to come, to the house of Israel. Verse 4. You shall lie, 7901, upon your left, 8042, side, 6654, and place the punishment, that's the iniquity or punishment for iniquity, can be used either way, that's 5771, of the house of Israel upon it. The number of days you lie upon it, you shall bear their punishment. Okay. However long he lies on his left side. Verse 5. I have put upon you the years of their punishment according to the numbers of the days. 390 days, so shall you bear the punishment of the house of Israel. That'd be 390 years of punishment coming toward the house of Israel. This is future prophecy. Verse 6. And when you have completed them, lie. Pardon me. I got to get a drink of coffee to clear my throat. Pardon me for a second. Oh, yeah, I needed that. And when you have completed them, lie a second time, that's 8145, on your right side. Okay. And you shall bear the punishment of the house of Yehuda. Forty days. I have given you each day for each year. So Yehuda would be punished for 40 years. Less time than Israel. The ones that were over at Shomeron, the 10 northern tribes. Verse 7. Therefore you shall direct your face toward the siege of Jerusalem. And that's look toward the engraved brick. It's So Yahweh's putting a heavy command on him here. And your arm shall be laid bare, and you shall prophesy against it. He's going to prophesy against the city of Jerusalem. Verse 8, and behold, I will put cords upon you, and you shall not turn from one side to another side until you have completed the days of your siege. In other words, Yahweh's not going to let him move. He doesn't have to physically bind him up with strings. If Yahweh doesn't want you to move, you're not going to move. Verse 9, also take you wheat, that's 2406, barley, 8184, beans, 6321, lentils, 5472, millet, 1764, and spelt, 3698, and put them in one vessel, and make bread of it. For the number of days that you shall lie upon your side, 390 days you shall eat of it. That's over a year, folks. Verse 10, and the food which you shall eat shall be by weight, 4946, 20 shekels a day, from time to time, eat of it. In other words, from the time you start to the time you end. Verse 11, you shall also drink water by measure, 4884, the sixth part of a hin from time to time you shall drink of it. So there's going to be water rationing and food rationing during this siege. Verse 12, and you shall eat of it like cakes of barley, and you shall bake it with dung that an atom excretes in their sight. He's going to use dried human feces as fuel. Ooh. Well, verse 13, and Yahweh said, so shall the children eat their bread, unclean, 2931, among the nations where I will banish them. Now here's Jeremiah, Ezekiel, I'm still caught up in Jeremiah. Here's Ezekiel speaking. Then I said, ah, Lord Yahweh, behold, my person has never been defiled, 2930. From my youth up until now, I have not eaten of a carcass, 5038, or what was torn by beast, 2966, nor has fowl, 6292, flesh, 1320, come into my mouth. All right, compare verse 14 to Acts 11:8 with Peter and the sheet with animals in it. Okay? Verse 15, then he said to me, lo, I will allow you cow's dung instead of Adam's dung, and you shall prepare your bread with it. Verse 16, and he said to me, son of Adam, behold, I will break the staff of bread, that the staff is 4294, in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight with anxious care, 1674, and they shall drink water by measure, 4884, in horror, 8078. Okay. the staff of bread. Bread by weight, that's mishkal as rationing, just like Ezekiel had to ration his food and water. Verse 17, so that lacking, 2637, bread and water, they are appalled at one another and pine away, 4743, under their punishment. So they're going to have famine in Jerusalem during all the siege when the armies come against them. Now here's chapter 5. And I have 20 minutes to go here. And I can very much take care of chapter 5. So we're having a good productive day here. Verse 1. And you, son of Adam, take up a sharp sword. 2719, that can be a knife. But it's a sword here. He wants him to use a sword. Take it up like a barber's 1532 razor. 8593, and cause it to pass over your head and over your chin. He's going to shave his hair and his beard at the command of Yahweh. Now, normally Israelite men would not shave their beard. They all wore beards. Then take up balance scales to divide it by weight. Divide 2505 is for apportioning the hair, and the hair is going to be a symbol of the punishment that will be apportioned. And by weight, 4948 is an idiom. Verse 2, you shall burn it in flames. Okay, burning hair, ooh, stinky. You shall burn in flames a third part in the midst of the city when the days of the siege are fulfilled. That's when it's over. And you shall take a third part and smite it with the sword all around the city. Chop up the hair all around the city. And a third part you shall scatter, 2219, in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after it. Verse 3, you shall also take from them a few in number, a little bit of this hair, and bind them in your skirts. Verse 4, then take from them again and cast them into the midst of the fire. And burn them in the fire. From there a fire comes forth to all the house of Israel. Verse 5, thus says the Lord Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations, with countries all around her. Verse 6, and she has rebelled against my judgments more wickedly than the nations. In other words, even worse than the heathen nations. And my statutes more than the countries around her, because they have rejected my judgments and my statutes and not walked in them. In other words, the heathen nations had an excuse. They were heathen nations and not Israelites. But these Israelites didn't have an excuse. So it was worse for them than for the heathen nations around them, because they were his chosen people and he had given them the Torah and they refused to follow it. So that's what this is going on about. Verse 7. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, because you have increased wealth, 1995, more than the nations that are around you, and have not walked in my statutes, nor executed my judgments, nor have you done according to the judgments of the nations that are around you. They haven't even obeyed their laws, in other words. Therefore, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I, even I, am against you, and will execute judgments in the midst of you in the sight of the nations. Everybody's going to see this. Even these nations around you are going to watch what happens to Israel that is refusing Yahweh's laws. Verse 9. I will do among you what I have not done before, and the like of which I will not do any more because of all your abominations, your idol worship and all that stuff that you were doing. Verse 10, therefore parents shall eat their children, cannibalism, in the midst of you. Ooh. And the children shall eat their parents. This is physical cannibalism. And it took place. It happened. And I will execute judgments in you, and the entire remnant I will scatter to the winds. Those that survived the catastrophe, scattered to like the chopped up hair in verse 2. Verse 11. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, surely, because you have defiled my sanctuary with your detestable things, all their pagan images and stuff they had in the temple, and all your abominations, those are all the idols, therefore I will withdraw from you. He's going to leave the temple. He's going to back off. My eye will not look with compassion, nor will I show pity. Well, I mean, you know, it's like now the grace period's getting close to ending. And when Yeshua Messiah comes back, there's not going to be any pity or compassion. If you're not in his camp, you're toast. So you do have a time to choose. You're under grace right now, but it's gonna stop. And verse 10, where they're going to eat their children, you can reference Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 10. Here's verse 12, and you can, this goes back to the hair. A third part of you shall die in pestilence, and famine shall consume them in the midst of you. And a third part shall fall by the sword all around you. So there's the other two thirds. thirds. And I will scatter a third part to all the winds, like the hare. The hare was a symbol of what's coming to Israel. It was symbolic. And I will draw out a sword after them. So they're going to flee, but it's not going to do much good. Verse 13. Thus my anger shall be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them. So he's going to lay it on them real good. And accomplish his wrath. And I will ease myself, 5:1-6:2. And they shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken in my ardor of anger. That's one word, 7:0-6:8. When I have accomplished my fury in them. So it's going to be ugly. 14. I will make you a waste and an object of reproach, 2:7-8:1, among the nations that are all around you, in the sight of all that pass by. So you shall be a reproach and a taunt. That's 14:22, and that word is only used in this verse in Scripture. This is a one-time usage of 14:22. A warning, 4:1-4:8, and a horror, 4:9-2:3, to the nations around you when I execute acts of judgment, 8:2:0:1, in you in anger and fury and furious rebuke, 8:4:3:3. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Verse 16. When I shall send upon them deadly arrows, 2:6:7:1, of famine. He's likening the famine as deadly arrows. Which shall be for destruction, 4:8:8:9, which I will send to destroy you, 7:8:4:3. And I will increase the famine upon you and will break your staff of bread, as in chapter 4, verse 16. That means there will be no food available. Here's verse 17. You can reference Revelations chapter 6. Verse 8, so I will send upon you famine and evil beasts, 2:4:1:6, harmful or dangerous beasts. Now, these can be two-legged or four-legged. And they shall bereave you, that means make you childless. And pestilence and blood shall pass through you. And I will bring the sword upon you. I, Yahweh, have spoken. So it's going to get real unpleasant. So they had been doing their idol worship. I told you in Jeremiah that they were going to burn all the houses, which they did in chapter 52, because they had been doing pagan worship up upon the top of the houses. So, of course, if they had been used as pagan temples, he was going to destroy them. Stands to reason to me. I mean, it's very reasonable. Well, that ends chapter 5. We see Yahweh going to punish Israel. This is another prophet that went to Babel with them. And he's telling, look, you guys are going to be punished with all of this. This is what's going to happen. Some people were in Babel. Some people were still in Jerusalem. And the rest of it was going to come on Jerusalem. And it was going to be finally wiped out until the time of the building of the second temple. Then he was going to start to replenish them and give them a second chance. Well, we blew it then too and went back into apostasy, and eventually the Romans destroyed the second temple after the time of Yeshua Messiah. He said that he would tear down the temple. It's going to come down because they were in apostasy. They weren't teaching the truth of Yahweh. They were teaching Babylonian Talmud, just like they're teaching today. And the churchianity is following right along with it. Yeah, we started out good in the early part of this country, and we've gone downhill from there. We didn't stay the course. That ends my coffee. I'm getting down to the end of the hour here. But the remnant, composed of Christian identity, is coming back to the worship of Yahweh in full force. We're keeping the feasts and the fast of atonement, keeping the food laws, keeping the seed line pure, and teaching that. Doing what Yahweh wants us to do. And when the time of Jacob's trouble ends and the full tribulation hits, he will preserve us. He has promised us that. But it's up to us to do our part and keep on keeping on teaching the word of Yahweh, each individual Israelite that knows that Yahweh is the supreme deity and that Yeshua is the Messiah, and knows the rules that Yahweh has set up. It's our duty as individual Israelites to teach this to others until the end time, when everybody's going to know the law. Now, knowing the law and keeping the law has lightened up a lot because we don't have to do all the ritual sacrifices. That's been fulfilled, but the rest of it is still in effect. And these churches are teaching that it's not, and that is a lie. And they are leading our people to sin by this practice. That's why we are to come out from among them and be separate and keep the law. We're not to eat pork and catfish and shellfish. We're not to mix race. We're not to do all these other things. And Yahweh blesses us. I know he has worked wonders in my life and completely made me a new man because I've completely turned myself over to him. And I have personal battles within myself, thoughts. We all have them. We're in the flesh still. But I don't act on them. See, it's the actions that really get you into trouble. So all I can do is wait on Yahweh. So I'm a minute out, and it's time for Onward Christian Soldiers, and I'll say Shalom Aleichem, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while we will start in chapter 6 of Ezekiel. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.